Suzanne. Thank you all for coming. I know you had to leave some beautiful weather to come in, and somebody already commented on that. Unfortunately, it looks like it might be dark by the time we leave, but beautiful day today. We thank the Lord for this weather. Whoever would have thought February 19th we'd have weather like this. I want to call this meeting to order. This is the very first of the first quarter meetings of our congregation that we've had since our new bylaws were changed. And the first thing we need to do is confirm a quorum. I think it might be easier if we just had anybody raise their hand who is not a member. And I feel sorry for Ron and Tammy. They're right there. They went to membership class. We just haven't had a chance to interview them. So there will be two that we wouldn't count. Anybody else here that's just attending as part of the congregation but not a member? Okay, so let's just count and subtract two. That'd be the easiest thing to do. Yes, everybody that comes, we should pass the basket of candy around. Again, thank you all for coming tonight. We need 76 for our quorum. I told Kevin whatever he counts, double it, and that'll be our official. Cammie's one more. Good. Thank you for coming in, Cammie. Yes. Now we need to sing the Hallelujah Chorus. Okay. It's been a while since we've had an evening congregational meeting, so it was just a little bit of touch and go there for a while as to whether we were going to make the quorum. So thank you again for coming. You have the agenda there in the annual reports. It's the very first page of the agenda, I believe. Are there any additions that you would like anything to be placed on the agenda that's not there? If not, is there a motion to approve the agenda? Moved. Is there a second? Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. And the agenda is approved. As you can see, one of the next agenda item is reading and approval of the minutes. Now, there are actually three sets of minutes. November 15th of 2015, that was obviously the fall meeting of the previous year. And then October 16th, 2016, that was our bylaw meeting we had, special meeting. And then November 13th was our regular fall meeting this past year in between services. The minutes are there in your packet, and so you've had a chance to look over them. We can have them read, or I would entertain a motion to waive the reading and allow you to adopt them as presented in the annual reports. Been moved that we waive the reading, and you everybody wave at the reading. I'm gonna wave. All right. It's been moved and seconded. We waive the reading. All in favor of waiving, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Thank you very much. The annual reports 2016 are in your packet, and I'd like to start pages 3 and 4. Pastor Jeff has his report there, and of course, this includes the children's ministry as well. And I'll ask him to come and share any thoughts he has about his report.
Good evening. I just want to review just a couple of points and talk about them. We'll go section by section if we need to, and we might just skip a section or two. But first and foremost, with the children's ministry, who would have thought after 14 years of public school teaching that I would be accepting a position on staff here, going right into the children's ministry? It's amazing the way the Lord works. But I just want to say thank you to Amy and Matt Poff, especially for all the work that they've done in coordinating the children's ministry and making it such a wonderful, wonderful success. I know she's in the classroom now, and just so glad that she felt the Lord leading her to go in that direction. But just thank you to her for all of her outstanding work with the Family Fun Night, the Kids Corner, the VBS, so many different things, the Trunk or Treat. There's so much that we can be so grateful for. So I want to say thank you to her, as well as all of you who are leaders and volunteers in that program. We cannot do the children's ministry effectively without all of you. And to have three boys who love to come to church on a Sunday morning and a Wednesday evening, they are excited. They don't run and hide. They want to come. And seeing that joy is a testament to all of you who volunteer. And so from our heart, thank you very, very much. Also, I just want to say one more thank you in the children's ministry to Bonnie Walls. Bonnie has accepted the interim children's ministry director until we find a pastor of student ministries, and she has been working hard. So if you see her, please extend your thanks and congratulations to her. In terms of life group ministry, I know that there hasn't been much guidance and oversight in the past couple of years in terms of life group ministry. Pastor Tim, the elders, and I have been talking about what could that look like in order to revitalize and reshape the life group ministry. And currently, I'm working through a study that has been very challenging to me, what life groups should look like biblically. And over the next few weeks and months, we'll be rolling out some meetings and initiatives in terms of the current life group leaders. But then also we want to focus on how can we get new life group leaders involved. There's been a lot of interest expressed by several families. Hey, I'd like to start a life group. What does that entail? So if you could just keep that in your prayers, it would be greatly, greatly appreciated. But the goal is, by the fall, to have this all rolled out and explained. And if you are a current life group leader, you will be getting emails from me upcoming. If you're interested in leading a life group, please talk to me, send me an email. I would love to talk to you about that. In terms of missions, I just want to extend, again, a thank you to the Governing Board for allowing me to go to Converge in Colorado in January. That was a very challenging meeting, a conference. I met with about 175 other pastors and lay individuals in the church. And two things that I just want to highlight from that meeting that I took from that. Number one, John Stumbo focused on the fact that obedience needs to come before results. And in the United States, he said, so many of us expect results instantaneously. But Jesus said, go make disciples, go be obedient, and then the results will come. And that was one of the things that I was challenged with. And as Pastor Tim talked today, this morning, we need to show love to our community, to our neighborhood. John said missions start inside the church. You can't start out going across the pond or to different cities. It needs to start within our church, within our neighborhood, within our community. And that was one thing that I was very challenged with, is that we need to say, how can we accept that mission statement? By inviting everyone, what can we do here and also in and around the world? Which I'm very happy to report that we're doing that. That in the summer of 2017, we will be going on two different missions trips as we've been talking about for many weeks. So I appreciate that and give God the glory for how he's moving in missions. Finally, the adult Sunday school class. Thank you so much for all those of you who filled out that survey. Pastor Tim, Len Lewis, and I spent quite a while, I believe Tuesday, Wednesday morning, discussing those results. And one thing that was very clear was that there needed to be a change in the way we did the elective adult Sunday school class, specifically in the gym. A lot of you gave us feedback, and that feedback was that these 9 and 13 week classes are way too long, and we need to cut them down. And a lot of you expressed a lot of thanks to Carol and I in terms of the Sunday school class on spiritual warfare. Thank you for making it 4 weeks, not a very, very long set of weeks. It's hard to be committed to. So in moving forward with that and hearing that, I want to let you know that that's what we're going to be doing from here on out in the adult elective Sunday school class. Will Walls is going to be teaching starting next week. Garrick Salter will be teaching in about 6 weeks, and then about 12 weeks after that, Bruce McIntosh will be also teaching an adult elective Sunday school class. So that's what we want to do. We want to find topics that interest you, and we were looking at the survey that you all filled out in terms of what you would like to hear. In closing, I just want to make two quick remarks. Number one is that Amy Poff contributed to a significant portion of the children's ministry report. And again, to all of her work, we say a big thank you. But I would like to also extend our thanks to all of you. This has been a rough year for me, especially in losing my dad. And we were here 2 weeks, 2 weeks after he passed. And the love that we were shown by all of you was wonderful. We didn't come to Glenview looking for a ministry position. We came looking for a church home. And when Carol looked at me and said, we found a home, that was it. And it was amazing to see how God opened a door. So for all of you, especially the men,
If you have an opportunity to come Tuesday mornings, you will be blessed. That was my first introduction to ministry at Glenview, was meeting those men, building a relationship with them. That changed me because I knew I could go to Ricardo, I could go to Dwayne, I could go to Tim, I could go to Jim, I could go to Todd, I could go to so many different people that are part of, so many men that are part of that group. So for all of you, thank you. My boys love this place, and they love to call Glenview home. So I am honored to be part of this staff. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I talked to a dear lady at the door after the church this morning, Sue Anderson. Some of you have met her. She's a single woman who started coming, I believe, last summer in June, July. And she shared with me, we were talking about love and how important it is for a church to reach out in love. And she said, I can't tell you. She was looking for a church last summer, and she said, I just went to one after another and just kind of checked them off, tried this one, checked it off, tried another one, checked it off. When I came here, she said, I really felt the love of this church family. And some of the women that are married, you know, really reached out to me and didn't make me feel like, well, you're, because you don't have a husband who you know, comes to church. Well, you know, you're different than we are. And really showed her love. And when Jeff shared that a moment ago, I thought, isn't that a wonderful thing? When we can do that, we can show the love of Christ in a very practical way. What a privilege it is to be that kind of a church family. May we continue to do that. One thing that I didn't have on my agenda, and I just want to make sure to note where it's going to come after, as we do these reports, these annual reports, we're going to have any of you of a leading a ministry, if you want to share a few words, to please come and do that. And we'd love to have you give a highlight or two from your ministry. But I did not have the FET presentation down, so I'm planning to do that right after the treasurer's report, Jeff, just so you know. That'll be right after Diane's, or Jen, whoever is going to do that. It'll be right after we have the treasurer's report, okay, just so you kind of know where that's coming. My report's on pages 1 and 2, and I want to highlight a couple of things from my report. We started the year, of course, with the capital campaign. And that was a challenge for all of us. I had never been through one. And we had an initial pledge of $600,000. And then we took a vote on May 22nd to a final vote to proceed. And we voted to do that. But I want to make, again, the emphasis that every bit as important as the facility expansion, the physical expansion is, we have to constantly, as I shared this morning, we've got to keep our eye on the spiritual expansion of Glenview Alliance Church. We know what our mission statement is, and let's say it together again. We are a community of growing followers of Jesus, inviting everyone to experience God's love, truth, and hope. And when you think about that, at a much more basic level than even adding on to this building, if we're going to complete our mission, what we have to do is keep growing deeper in our Lord, individually and collectively. We have to keep growing so that we love him more and we become more like him. That's what it means to be growing followers of Jesus. But the other half of our mission statement is that we need to constantly reach out with his love. As I preached this morning, it's his love through you and me that's going to touch people's lives. They have to feel that love as we invite those around us, lost and broken people, to connect with Glenview. May God help us do that. I just list some district activities here. I want to move on to that third section. God privileged me to attend a couple of seminars this year. One was Changed to Lead. That was last March. And we're actually finally getting around to incorporating that with our leadership. Changed to Lead is a seminar I took that helps us understand the motivational system of each of the leaders so that we can work better together. And we have a training date established now for May 20th, And I would, my desire is to bring all the elders together and the office team here at Glenview, that we would each understand how we are motivated. And when we understand that about each other, we're going to be able to work better together. June 24th and 25th, I was privileged to take a two-day preaching seminar up at our seminary in Nyack. And then this last summer, four of us attended the Global Leadership Summit right here in York, one of the places where they had the satellite feed. And it was a tremendous two-day event that we went to together. Under the elders report there at the bottom of page one, I just want to mention a couple of things. Of course, the elders were greatly involved in the search for our new associate pastor, as Jeff shared that a moment ago, and the interview process, we were involved in that. Early on, as Pastor Jeff joined us, and he and Chip Chapman were tasked with coming up with a ministry description for our next staff position, pastor of student ministries, they did that. And then I would guess the highlight for all of us at the end of the year in terms of elders was the workshop and the time that we had with Rick Stein and Katrina Campbell beginning of November. That was an amazing week. Top of page two, just again reminding you of the process we went through in calling Pastor Jeff as our new associate pastor. And as he was thanking God for this church family a moment ago, I can't tell you how I praise God for Jeff and Caroline and their family being added to our pastoral staff. Jeff has been a great blessing to me over these last 6 months or so, and I thank the Lord for him. Bylaw revisions, we've already covered that back in October, but that was a result of Doug Flemons, Jay Harvey, and myself, and I really appreciate especially the work that Doug has done. We'll be looking at some more of that this evening. Preaching themes, and I just want to thank the Lord in a very personal way for his blessing on us last fall. August 7th was when Susie and I celebrated 40 years, and most couples maybe have a day or two. They might go on a special trip. We spent 3 months celebrating, and it was interesting how the Lord privileged us to celebrate on three beaches. With Dan and Carrie, we were on Tunsupa Beach down in Ecuador. With Paul and Becca, we were at Beulah Beach. And then with Ryan and Courtney, we were at Myrtle Beach. So it just so happened that's the way God, not all together, but with all three of our children and our grandchildren, we were really privileged to celebrate this last year. God has been very good to us. Those are all the comments I want to make on my report. I think at this time we'll call Chip to come up and share anything about student ministry he would like to. Thank you, Chip.
First of all, I just want to read 1 Chronicles 16:34. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. That really sums up the whole entire year. I just give thanks to God for everything that he's been able to accomplish in the Ignite Student Ministries. I mean, when you go through and look at everything that happened last year and all the events, all the activities, all the major events, them too. It was a life year, getting all the students on the plane and getting them back all in one piece. And not losing any of them, you know, that was all good. We just thank the Lord for just his grace and his goodness, his love and protection for all those travels that we did and all the activities. And actually, when I was going through and looking at just all the things that happened last year, I started to sweat. I was like, wow, it's amazing all the things that took place. Several events just stand out in my mind. One is the Eastern District Retreat we go to every year. The first time we actually took a coach bus. All right, we had 63 that actually went to the district retreat last year, which is, I think, the record. I think Mr. and Mrs. B. I mean, I don't think we have had, at least that I recall, ever having 63. So that was definitely a blessing. And any time it was the theme was storyteller, telling our story. And it was just neat to see all the students that were affected by that over the weekend. There was about 600 students that attended that event from the Eastern District, and several of them made really commitments and went forward for different things, committing the first time or committing to rededicate their lives to Christ and things of that nature. So it was really a blessing. And then we ended, it's always neat, the last couple years we've ended with communion. And it's always nice to end with communion with the students as a as Ignite Student Ministries. We got in our little our group, and it was neat to experience. Life 2016. Life is always. I wish I could take every one of you with us. I mean, it's just a phenomenal event. Anybody that's ever gone to a Life event can tell you the experience. Just hearing 5,500 students singing praises of the Lord is enough for me. I mean, it just knocks your socks off. It's a blessing. And it was just really, really neat event. We had six students that dedicated their lives to do whatever the Lord wanted them to do. And being able to pray with them in a circle, that's what it's all about. So what a blessing. Major highlight of the year, at least for me. Thirdly, we started this past year with having on once every quarter a testimony, praise, worship type Wednesday evening. And we opened it up to basically the gifts and talents that the students have. And they came that night, and they ministered to the rest of us. And it's just, I think if you asked any of the Ignite student ministry leaders, they would say the same thing. It was a blessing. I mean, I'm blessed every time I go and hear the students, give their testimony of how they've struggled and how the Lord has brought them through it. It's just amazing. And then you get to hear them, play the piano or sing a song or play an instrument that God has gifted them in or things of that nature. And one of those that I recall, one of those events, we had a student that actually got sick during it, and we were like, oh, the Holy Spirit, the spirit of the moment is going to be lost. But in reality, the Lord had it all under control. Actually, we had somebody commit their lives to Christ for the first time that night. So it was just neat to see throughout the year. That was one of the highlights as well. We also started what's called a mission servants moments, and what we tried to do is each month have someone from that's either a full-time missionary or has done servant work or something like that come in and actually communicate to the students and get them passionate about being servants themselves, get them passionate about missions and things of that nature. So that was another thing that we initiated this last year. We started this last year, and we continue to do that this year as well. So those are all some major highlights from the year. I just also... want to thank each one of the student leaders. Love every one of you. Great team to work with. We do a lot. There's a lot of stuff going on back there. A lot of activities. A lot of preparation. The time that they put forward is just amazing. Thank the Lord for each one of you. And last, my wife. Put up with a lot of hours with me being away from her. You're Jim. I love you.
Share that God used in a very powerful way my brother Chip, and all the leaders would agree with me that God worked in a powerful way through Chip, and his leadership is well appreciated. But I'm thinking more of a heavenly treasure. I just think of Pastor Jack. Very often, and I can almost hear him saying, "Amen," and just to see my brother Chip, what he went through, and knowing that it's not about things from earth, it's about heavenly treasures that he has dedicated, and that I'm sure that one day you will hear, "Welcome, good and faithful servant," because there's a great list that you're doing as an encouragement to the kids, to us, and to wherever you go traveling. I just want wanted to say thank you on behalf of everyone, because
Amen.
God's leadership that he has empowered you with, you are being an encouragement to all of us, and I just wanted to say thank you.
It's wonderful to be part of a church family, and people love each other and appreciate each other. Thank you so much for sharing that. That was a pretty good imitation of Pastor Jack. I could hear him saying that. Can't you hear him? If those of you that knew him, I can just hear him saying that. Oh, praise the Lord. Well, we have obviously many reports in the annual report. I'm not going to require that each one come up and say something, but I'm just going to go down, and if you're a leader in one of these groups and you have a report, if you want to share a highlight or two, you're welcome to do it. So I just don't want to leave anyone out. Next would be the music ministry. Doreen, do you want to share anything?
I just want to thank the Lord for the people that are involved with our music ministry. Yes, I'm the music director, but we're a team. And that's how I look at it when we work together. I thank the Lord for Paul and Kelly and Ron. They're behind the scenes, and there's Paulette and there's Matt Stewart. And many times you don't see them. They're back there in the back. But without them running all the things in the background, things would not run smoothly up in the front. And I thank the Lord for the worship team and for the choir. We've had many ups and downs this year. We've had people to leave, and like with Melissa was a big part. And some of the choir members, oh, what are we going to do? I said, this is not our ministry. This is God's ministry. And he will do with it what he wants to. And I had to face that fact myself. This is not my ministry. This is God's ministry. And I just want to say thank you as a church family for allowing me to be a part of this ministry. And thank you for your prayers. And also thank Wade. He's behind the scenes too. He sees me go out the door or whatever. But he stands behind me. And I thank the Lord for that. But thank you, Glenn, you family, for allowing me to be a part of this ministry.
Next is the deacons. Kevin, do you want to share a word or two?
Just wanted to say thanks to the team of deacons, especially their wives as well. A lot of you, we do it as a team, but just want to say thank you to the group of men and women that are helping out. But as we heard this morning, God loves us, and as followers of Jesus, we've also been called to show God's love to others in our church as well as outside of the church. And Glenview is actually a very giving church. And when I actually did this report, I was blown away, like Chip likes to say, it knocked my socks off. And when you see the amount of increase that this church is actually given to the Benevolent Fund, it's pretty staggering. This year, last year, 2016, we were able to distribute over $22,000 to families in need. That's exciting. I mean, that's a lot of money, and that changes a lot of families' lives. So I say thank you to the Glenview body. Please continue to keep giving, because it's a wonderful ministry. And as we continue to reach out to the community, there's a lot of families that are hurting. And by having the ability and having that amount of money in our benevolence account allows us to show God's love. We've got a young family right now that because of you guys, we're able to really pour God's love out. And it's neat that we can see how we're reaching not just the immediate family, but it's reaching out into their extended family. So because of your generous giving, we're able to do those things. The other thing that has been exciting is the food bank. We've been able to hand out over 200 food vouchers last year. And that continues to be a big part of the Glenview ministry through the Benevolence Fund. So again, we say thank you for that. And then the third way, we've been able to utilize Elisha's house for the last year. Almost every month we've had a family staying in there. And we have a young couple staying in, or a young family staying in there right now. So because of having the parsonage available to us, again, it's another way that we can really be God's hands and feet. So, again, just want to say thank you for continuing to support us.
Thank you. We talk about behind the scenes, things that most people don't see. I want to just personally thank Kevin and Jen and your girls for reaching out to Kayla. Some of you have met Kayla with the two, with the three little boys, and just one young mom that we have been able to reach out and to try to show Jesus love to. But this family right here has really gone above and beyond the call of duty and reaching out to her. And I want to thank you both. Thank you so much. Our next report is trustees. Anybody want to? And is Mike here? Is Ron? I know Ron's here. Oh, there's Ron. Anything you want to add to the report? Okay. Ron's going to remain seated. Okay, that's good. I said we're not gonna twist anybody's arm. Jim, would you like to share anything about the men's ministry? Thank you, Jim. Let's pray for Saturday night, right? Saturday night is our sportsman's program. Let's be praying for that. Women's ministry, I know Leslie could not be here because she's working. Anything you want to say, honey? And I would add, too, that we still need to pray about overall leadership, right, for women's ministry. There's a good group that are formed the committee, but we need a leader. And so please be praying with Susie and the other ladies for that. Also, moms with preschoolers, I know that none of the leaders could be here. The report is there on page 12. Diane was not able to be here tonight. But I just want to, again, thank the Lord for this ministry. And over the last few years, Rachel started it many years ago, and then Diane picked it up a couple years ago. They are reaching some couples or some moms with their little children that we might not reach any other way. Just giving an opportunity for them to come together and have fellowship as mothers with their little children. You can see the outings they had this year and the various things. Activities that they had. Teresa, do you ever want to say anything about the Connection Ministry?
Well, I'm going to try to breathe here, and I apologize for my thick accent. Hopefully you will be able to understand what I'm saying, but I just thought that it would be fit for me to just say something, especially since Connections Ministry was born in 2016. So if any year, maybe this is a year where I have to say something. So in 2016 was the year they saw Connections to be created as a ministry. And this was as a result of a prayer during our staff meetings on Wednesdays, and just how we had acknowledged the need of just create some support on the hospitality area, and just really the Lord started organizing and just putting ideas, and then we put our heads together, and this is the result of Connections Ministry being created. And I'm just going to mention quickly some of the highlights of last year. Maybe you remember August 28th, we have our ministry fair after quite a few years of last time that we had one. We were not part of Glenview when that last one was the last time that happened. Take a Meal Ministry is also under the umbrella of Connections Ministry, but that is being coordinated and led by Carrie Beth Atkinson. Glenview events and funerals. Carolyn Greenplate has been really leading all these efforts, and I know Mrs. B has been very instrumental in this and so many others. And I have to just make a stop here and just really thank from, you know, for all of you that at some point had just been part of this. I know Rossi and Bill have been a big part of this, you know, my husband and the trustees. Pray and Praise, maybe you remember in March of 2016, we received a few churches of our district here, and there was also we helped to serve refreshments for the gathering. Meetings we have, as a result of Connections Ministry being born in 2016, I was part of a governing board meeting just presenting this initiative, and then Pastor Tim and I led the first ministry meeting back in the fall, just before, I guess it was a week before Jeff came officially on board. And I'm just going to read very quickly the note at the bottom of this report. It says, Connections Ministry was born to support the mission statement, Glenview mission statement, of inviting others to experience God's love, truth, and hope by helping with efforts to connect the church family with each other, as well as to inspire others to be hospitable and use their gifts and talents for the benefit of others. Even though there has been some progress in this area, there is still a lot to do and to learn and a lot of room to grow. And I guess the big commercial that I want to just say right now, Pastor Tim announced that there's going to be, we're planning on some changes on the coffee and what used to be Coffee and Donuts. We want to call it Coffee and Connections, as Pastor Tim created that name, and I actually like it. So if any of you... Well, okay, it was the Holy Spirit. But anyway, so if any of you are interested in that or in any other areas where you think you feel the call, just creating some connections, please just come talk to us, talk to me. I'll be happy to. Thanks.
Not sure if that was a compliment or not. I don't know quite how to take that. Next is our biker ministry. Jim, do you have anything you'd like to share? Okay. Pretty warm. Thanks, Jim. Amen. I think I saw a couple riders out today. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it's that. This, when they have a day like this, it's just, you know, people are chomping at the bit to get out there. We'll go to our missions treasure report. Jeff, want to share?
had yet another year where we were able to send over $100,000 to headquarters in support of Alliance mission. So total giving was $103,200 to Alliance supported missions throughout the year. It was a small decrease from last year. We were at $106,498, so a small decrease there, but we stayed able to stay above that $100,000 mark. So praise the Lord for everything that he's able to use that with. I'm sure if you would talk to the Alliance missionaries, they're, again, so grateful to have the support that comes from the churches, and they don't have to be concerned about coming home on furlough and just trying to raise enough money to get back for next year. My little spiel on the pledge is for 2017 greatly failed because it's even less. So I'm not sure why people don't want to fill out the card, but I know. It's been going down every year, but we continue to exceed it. It's just for informational purposes, the people that filled out the pledges, it totaled around 27,000. For 2017, I would anticipate we pass that about a third of the way through the year. But again, just for your information, that's what it was. And we'll just praise God for another hopefully good year in giving of missions in 2017.
Diane, we obviously we passed the budget for 2017 last fall, but we'll have the full report for the year.
So Pastor gave me 5.5 minutes for the budget, you might recall, back in November. I have, what, 30 seconds? So I'm going to take a little more time tonight, just because while I crack jokes up here sometimes, I want you to know that I do take the finances of the church very seriously. It doesn't always show, but really I do. And part of the evidence of that is on your offering envelopes that you put in every Sunday. There are five lines on there. We'll look at them as sort of buckets. The church officially calls them funds. That sounds too fancy, so buckets. So the second line on the envelope is the Great Commission bucket, and Jeff just talked about that. We have a benevolent bucket, and Kevin talked about that, the work of the deacons. We have a building fund bucket, and I'm going to talk a little bit about it, but I'll try not to steal Jen's thunder for later. We have a designated bucket, which means if there's something special going on in the church that you want to support, you can write a dollar amount on that. And we have your really tiny little buckets that we put that money in. And then at the very top, there's church ministry or the general fund, the general bucket. That's where everything else gets dumped. So if we have, yeah, thank you. So that gets chopped off a little. Well, you have the full detail in your reports, but I just want to highlight a little bit. So out of the general fund, that's where general tithes and offerings go. And this year, our giving was down a little bit from prior years. The very bottom of page 16, I gave you 5 years of history there. So you'll see in 2016, tithes and offerings were $422,600. That was less than budget, but on the other side of things, we spent less than we budgeted as well. The different categories of expenses you see there, pastoral ministries, those are the pastor's salaries, things like mileage, fellowship meetings, education that the pastors go through. And you'll see that we were significantly below budget there by $80,600. That was due to open pastor positions. The youth pastor position was more or less open most of the year. We sort of had part-time in there versus full-time. Associate pastor was position was open for half of the year, well, maybe three-quarters. So that meant we didn't spend as much. A big chunk of that is salaries, but also health insurance. With not having full-time folks, it's amazing what we spend for health insurance for a full-time individual and their family. So that allowed us to reduce expenses there. The open children's ministry position, there again, for part of the year, that allowed us to spend a little less than planned. And then as far as operating expenses, mowing cost a little less. Now you'll notice the grass stayed trimmed, so someone was doing it very efficiently and effectively. Cleaning was a little below budget, and utilities were a little bit below budget. Glenview Ministries, that's where men's ministry and women's ministry, youth and such, all flow through there. Youth was a little bit below budget. Hospitality and socials, a little bit below budget. Men's ministry was a little bit below budget. The other ones, maybe a little bit, a couple dollars above, a couple dollars below. So it all added up to spending about $9,500 less. It's cute. Every time I go with budget and I show people what they spent the prior year, they still request the same amount in budget, even though they don't usually spend it. I think it's that fear. If I don't ask for it, it's not there for me. But we're usually below budget in ministries. Go ahead, surprise me this year, spend it all. Worship are things like the church, the music for the choir, bulletins and such. So you'll see we're pretty much on target there. Assessments, we pay our fair share to the Alliance Church, and that's assessed to us monthly, and it's based off of the prior year's offerings. The accrual, we try to be smart and good stewards of our money. So for things like mowing equipment, some technology, a van, we set aside money each year so that when the van dies, we have a pool of money to go spend on that. So we're not doing a special request from up front saying we need van money. So we set aside $5,000 a year that's split up between those accounts. We'll talk about that a little bit more later. Supported ministries are things like True Vine Church in Philly, Summit Grove Camp, and a couple other items. And the miscellaneous, there's always something miscellaneous that doesn't fit in one of those other buckets, and that winds up there at the end. So that sort of shows you what all goes through the general fund. So this year, we wound up, and it doesn't show on the screen, but we wound up under budget by $78,000. We budgeted that we would have $253 extra at the end of the year. We had $78,000 extra at the end of the year. Now, I am not going to Bermuda or Mexico, just so we're clear. We have added that to our general fund cash reserves, and since I don't have that on the screen, let me, you know what, that's not going to show in any of your reports. You're just going to have to take my word for it, but it's in our bigger governing board report, and I'll be glad to show it to anybody that wants to see it. But I do mention in the report at the bottom of page 16, general fund reserves now total $315,600. So we've added 70 plus to it this year. In prior years, when we had open pastor positions, again, we've had those excess funds. The thoughts of the finance committee are we probably want to keep a reserve about $100,000. That means if something sort of not good happens here, maybe we have a tornado that comes through, a lot of folks are suffering, and we just don't have the offerings coming in for a period of time. By keeping reserves, we can continue to pay the pastors, keep the lights on, potentially just keep the church running in times of crisis. Or if something unexpected happens, like a tornado takes the roof and insurance doesn't cover everything, you know, we have some money on hand. You yourselves, I'm sure, do that at home, too. You want to set aside savings for a rainy day. So we have more than enough for a rainy day. That means that anything over roughly $100,000 is available for, I don't know, maybe facility expansion, for instance. And that's up to the governing board then to help determine how those funds should be used. But I want you to be aware, yes, we had extra, and we're not spending it frivolously. We're setting it aside for 9 chances out of 10 facility. The other bucket that I'll talk about just briefly is building and accrual funds. So like I mentioned, van replacement, technology equipment, and mowing equipment. Currently, we have just under $21,000 set aside for those three kinds of projects. And then building fund, we have $172,584 to be precise, specifically for building. So while general fund reserves can be used for any purpose, building fund reserves can only be used for building, which makes sense. So I won't steal the numbers from Jen specifically, but if we can go to slide 2, I just want to show you a couple of pictures, not like photographs, graphs. So this shows our giving to the general fund over the last 3 years. So each year is a different color line. And my report printed in black and white. So let me see here if I can decipher this. 2015 is the red line. That's the top one. So that was the year we had the most giving out of the last three. The bottom line is 2016. So you can see, again, in picture, we fell a little bit behind in general fund giving this year. If you can go to the next slide, that's the building fund, and that green line is 2016. It doesn't bring tears to my eyes, but it's really close. That's good news. That means you can see in January, well, maybe you can't see. Oh, you can. I have words over mine. I can't see it. So you can see January this year started off like many other Januaries. February, not too different. In March, more of that capital fund giving started. So for the year, we were about $150,000 that we added to the reserves. I mentioned there are $172,000. That means we had $20,000 in reserves coming into this year. the prior 2 years looked pretty similar as far as giving. We did have the sanctuary renovation project in 2014. Can you believe it's been 2 years already since we got rid of those gold pews? Anybody miss those? Didn't think so. So that caused a little bit of that uptick in the blue line. But really, I mean, you can tell the capital campaign, roughly $600,000 in pledges. We didn't quite bring in $200,000 in the first year, but three-year campaign, roughly a third. So I think we're in good shape there. So, any questions? Have I dazzled you with the numbers? So thanks to the finance team, Jeff doesn't have a choice. As assistant treasurer, he has to be on the team. But Garrick Souter, Matt Poff, and Doug Flemons, sorry, I'll get right back to you, actually do it on a volunteer basis, so I'm very appreciative of them. And Joanne, bless her heart, does a lot of stuff in the office for us to make Jeff and my jobs easier. Yes, thank you very much. I can honestly say without what Joanne does, I wouldn't be volunteering for this position, and I'm thinking that Jeff wouldn't be volunteering either for his. So it really does help having somebody in the office to take a lot of the work and get it done efficiently. So my apologies, Brian. Do you have a question? Okay. Mm-hmm. It does not include the building fund. Different bucket. So, yep, so that is just general fund money. So when you add, if we say $430,000 for general fund, $20,000 for benevolent gets us to $450,000, $100,000 for missions gets us to $550,000. What am I missing? Building, thank you. Another almost $200,000 in offering. So we're running about $800,000 of giving. I can't scold you for that. And like the verse I put at the top of the report, I mean, you know, back when they were collecting money from all the Jewish individuals and they had to tell them, stop, we have enough. Who knows? Maybe next year I'll stand here and say, stop, we have enough. It's not likely. I don't seem to ever be satisfied, do I? No, but, I mean, well done. It really, the capital campaign, you are being faithful to your pledges, not that we're keeping track of them individually. Maybe that's what scares people away from pledging for missions. But, no, it's everything, I think, is in very good shape going into the facility expansion and being able to show a bank, if we need a loan, that we know what we're doing and you guys are faithful in your giving. That's what we need. So, very good. All right.
And now we'll have Jen. Are you going to share about our facility expansion? Thank you so much for all the work that you all do.
Good evening, everyone. I really just want to share some more numbers with you. We'll continue our monthly updates on some of the other stuff that's going on with the facility expansion. And most of the numbers I have to share with you are from Diane's work and Jeff's work. But just a reminder what we're working towards here. This is the site plan. And a note on pledges, I think our total pledges came in this year, starting in June, because that's officially, I think, when we kicked off the capital campaign. We didn't actually kick off the capital campaign at the beginning of 2016, although I know some of you were already giving because you had made your pledges already. But we can go to the next slide, I think. Yeah. So we really only were counting giving towards the capital campaign from when we kicked it off in June until December, and that giving was that $146,818. So if we look at 3 years and we need a $600 pledge over 3 years, we need roughly $200,000 a year. We're actually maybe a little bit ahead of schedule since we're only looking at about 7 months of giving that $146,000. So thank you for faithfully giving. One of the reasons we wanted to we're counting on giving being not everybody holding their pledge money till that the end of the third year that money is starting to come in now is our goal is that as the expenses of the pre-construction come up, all the expenses for the architects and working with the township and working with DEP and those bills come in, our goal is to pay those bills as we go and not have to borrow any money until we are into the construction process. So the goal is to pay our bills as we go. When we get to the construction, when we actually get to stick a shovel in the ground and turn the dirt, that we still at that point have some money from the campaign giving, that we have some money to get started. We'll go to the bank, we'll get a construction loan, but that we don't actually have to start borrowing money until we've started construction. And the goal is to borrow as little money as possible to pay for as much of the construction as we can as it's going. So just to give you kind of a look at, for next year, we're anticipating that most of our pre-construction costs will come in this next year. So we're probably looking about $135,000 worth of pre-construction costs. That'll be the bulk of the cost that by the end of 2017 will be hopefully ready to put our shovel in the ground in early 2018. So the bulk of those costs are about $135,000. The good news is that, as Diane just shared, our building fund reserves right now sit at $172,000. So our giving has already covered what we anticipate our costs will be for this next year for facility expansion. So thank you. That's a praise. Continue giving, and that I'm trusting God that when we get to the end of 2017 and we have this next report in early 2018, we'll be able to say we the money is there and we will not have to borrow much from the bank. So thank you for your giving.
Good news. A lot of good news, right? Praise the Lord for his goodness to us. The next item on our agenda is to elect two members to the 2018 nominating committee. We do that in this meeting. We have two elected, as you've known, we've told you before, two elected from the congregation here in this meeting. Then we have two other members elected from the governing board, or by the governing board, and that makes up the nominating committee for 2018. We will start meeting, probably have some initial meetings in the summer. And then by fall, we really have to get our work going and get those names by the fall annual meeting. So tonight, we need to nominate four people, as we have done before. We nominate four, and we elect two from those four names. That's according to our bylaws. And so at this time, I will open up the floor for nominations, and trusting that those that I've spoken to in advance are all ready and chomping at the bit to nominate. Other names to be placed in nomination for nominating committee 2018. Yes, Jay.
I would like to nominate Dwayne Flemons.
Okay. Dwayne Flemons' name is placed in nomination. And I've obviously asked each one of these, be sure to check with that person. So, you know, we're not standing up. Hey, would you be willing to, how about that, would you? So thank you, Dwayne. Yes, Ron.
I nominate
Davey Wagner. That would be Dave Jr. Davey. Yeah. For those of you that don't know, there are two Dave Wagners. One is Davey, and that's is Davey here? I didn't see him. And he's the junior, and then Dave is a senior. All right. Other nominations? I thought I had asked four people. I didn't ask four people. Does somebody want to stand and ask somebody now? Obviously, we need four people who know the congregation fairly well, have been around for a while. It might be a little tough for, you know, somebody that's brand new. Yes, John. Okay, Ken Allison. Did he already ask you? Okay, good. What were you? You were making me sweat, weren't you? You were trying to wait to see that bead of perspiration, you know, start down before you acted. Thank you, John. Thank you. Boy, you're right there. When, oh man, he's waiting over there just to make me. Ken Allison. Yes, Jay. Okay, Len, you're willing to serve. Thank you. Those are all the nominations we need, unless there are any others. Is there a motion that nominations be closed? So moved. Second? Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Nominations are closed. We'll hand out, we have a ballot to distribute. just a blank sheet of paper. What we'll ask you to do is write two names of the four that you see on the screen. Write down two names. So please write down two names of the four names you see on the screen. Have a blank sheet for your ballot. Thank you, Ken. Or thank you, Kevin and Jen. Please write down two names of the out of the four that you see on the screen. As soon as you have written those names down, please just fold it over once. You don't have to fold it at all if you don't want to, but if you're going to fold it, just once, not 16 times. And Jeff's already folded his. Jeff made origami out of his up here. So good luck to the counters. Just pass them into the center, if you would. What, we can have them pass? Yeah. Or either way. As long as Kevin or Jen get them. Thank you very much. Did you guys get them in the back? Okay. Meet a little swan out of your.
I'll take some more.
Everyone get yours handed in. Thank you so much. And somebody did fold it 22 times. Okay. Okay, yeah, they don't count. All right. So you can just let us know when you.
You want them now?
Huh?
You want them counted now?
No, we can announce those later. It's not that big of a deal. Yeah, yeah. No, we'll. Might have to wait till Sunday, folks, to find out who the two elected are. Okay. Last thing on our agenda is the bylaw comments that were shared last October. We had that bylaw meeting. In October 2016, we approved the major bylaws, the major changes that were put forth by the bylaw revision committee. But four comments were made by you all at that meeting to make some minor changes to our bylaws in addition to ones already made. And those comments went to the governing board. The governing board approved a change based on those comments. And a revision to the bylaws. And in addition to that, we've also had a comment about the audit committee and how the audit committee is comprised. So those things we need to address tonight. So now they come from the governing board back to the full congregation for final approval. Doug Flemons has agreed to present these changes tonight, and we will have him present all of them. You can ask your questions after each one. Any questions you may have, and then we will vote on all of them together when Doug is finished. So thanks, Doug.
All right, lots of good news, and we get to look at bylaws. All right. I heard that. All right, and I'll have to spin around here. All right, so we've got four, really five things that came out of discussion from the last meeting to go through. We'll go through each one, showing you how those changes were incorporated into the bylaws. Then we have the audit committee that ends up being handled a little bit differently. And I'll try to, I may have to just turn my back to you if this doesn't all come together. All right, the first one is very simple. We change the word the pastor to the pastoral staff. Any questions? All right, the second one. This has to do with the communication out of the, if there were a special spending event that the governing board had to trigger. We discussed this the last time, and we just basically added this wording to require that that would be communicated back to the congregation. So not only is the, so no change to the authorization, just clarity that the, which was the intention all along, that if such an event would happen, that it would be communicated in writing in a timely manner to the congregation. Okay, any questions? All right, this one, new, all about the nominating committee. Basically, our bylaws allow for the congregation to submit nominees, but it was very unclear, meaning absent, on how to go about doing that. A comment that Miles brought up was right on target, and so this paragraph was added to make it clear what that process would be. I love bulleted lists, so all that boils down to these three things. Nomination committee will let the congregation know that they're working. Congregation will have at least 2 weeks, and I think typically the way the committee works, it'd be longer than that, but at least 2 weeks to submit nominations to the nomination committee. The committee will confirm that person's consent and their qualifications to serve. And so that, whatever the source of the nominations, it all comes to one place and moves forward together in an organized way. All right, so again, there are the detailed words. I won't read them for you, but I will give you time to read them. Are there any questions about that? Good? All right. Okay, then we've got, there was a suggestion made at the last meeting that we were fairly, there is a bug here. There's a fairly tight schedule put on the newly formed discipleship ministries team, so we softened that wording a little bit to allow some flexibility in their meeting schedule. So rather than having them meet at least quarterly, we still have the target of meeting quarterly, but the exact quantity and schedule meetings will be established by the pastoral staff. Okay? And then, this is just wording clarification that it was kind of loose that the nominating committee would actually report their work back to the congregation. So we tightened that wording up, that they're going to get their work done in time to report to the congregation, and they're actually going to report it to the congregation. Okay, so it's just tightening up that wording, making it clear. Questions on that? All right, so those are the five areas that came out of, four or five areas that came out of the last meeting. Okay, so this next one is a little bit different. It has a little bit different source to it, but this was found during the review process. It has to do with the audit committee. The members of the audit committee shall not consist of any members of the finance committee. That's the existing wording in the bylaws. We're recommending eliminating that wording because it's already covered in the higher level denominational document and says that nobody that serves as a financial officer of the church or a member of the church staff will serve on the audit committee. So it's already covered. It's really covered in a more appropriate way in their wording, and this adds an added restrictive that really isn't necessary or healthy. Right. So a big part of what we accomplished last time was getting all that alignment between the upper level document and our document ironed out, And this was one thing that we kind of picked up on during this additional review that also should be done. Okay, questions on that? Okay, so we can entertain to approve everything at once, or we can handle them one by one. I'll turn it over to Pastor to work you through that process.
Okay, those are your choices. Is there a motion to adopt one of those choices? Okay, motion's been made to approve all modifications as presented and recommended by the governing board. Moved and seconded. Any other discussion about the changes that Doug presented? Again, thank you for the comments you made in October and helping us to get the wording just the way it should be. So it's been moved and seconded that we approve all of those comments and the changes that Doug presented. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Thank you very much. The now we can have an official, I guess, set of our bylaws, right? We can finally get the copy with all those changes. Thank you, Doug. Not sure what the little alien was about, but I we're, a lot of us are wondering who put the alien in there? Oh, that's Garrick. Okay, Garrick put the alien in there. It's kind of cute, really. Kind of. Just before we close, we've looked back at 2016, and we have the bulk of this new year before us still, 2017. We've just gotten started a couple months in. Wonder if there'd be anyone that just has something that's on your heart, a vision, a dream that you have for 2017 that you're trusting God to do in us and through us here at Glenview, and that you might want to just share before we close in prayer. Is there something God's put on your heart that you saying, I'm believing God to do this in this new year. I'm believing God to accomplish this through us. Anyone? Just don't want to leave unless there's something that you just have on your heart that you'd like to see the Lord do. Anybody? No, I didn't give you a chance to prepare ahead of time. Yes, Dwayne.
I'd just like to say thank you to the congregation for the overwhelming outpouring of
yes.
love that Sarah and I experienced over the last 30 years, but over the last 6 months particularly. And I thank God for this family.
Amen, Dwayne. Amen. Amen. Tremendous testimonies tonight to just being a family. Anyone else have a word to share for me? Yes.
Along those lines, I mentioned earlier that last year was tough. My dad suffered cancer for the whole year, and he passed away in December. Chip's dad, dog's mom, and I questioned many times I should be here, and I shared with some of you that when I saw my dad in May in the hospital, and he asked me, is it worth it for you to be that far away? And I struggled with that question many times, especially seeing him and suffering and hearing from him. But that gave me the perspective, especially when I saw him in his funeral for the last time, that our lives are just a vapor here today and gone tomorrow. And God has us here for a purpose this year, and he wants to touch somebody.
Yes.
And the message we heard this morning was very powerful and beautiful. And I shared with Mr. Dwayne that I felt the love of Jesus through all of you in this very difficult process, through texts, emails, cards, that it was so powerful to receive a card in my house with my dad's name from you. So I hope that we all keep in mind that our home is not here. Our home is in heaven. We are just workers, and our Lord one day is going to either return or call us home. But in the meantime, I appreciate very much what Mr. Dwayne said, and I encourage all of you to keep thinking on the things of heaven. And God is going to do marvelous things, I'm convinced, in 2017. And I just wanted to say thank you also, along with Mr. Dwayne.
Amen. God bless you, Carter. Anyone else before we close?
The, you know, I echo the same
Yes, we are. Well, let's stand together, and I wonder, John, could you please close our time together in prayer tonight? Thank you so much.